Now, there are some bars, at least one bar in particular, that's coming in for criticism because of a student night promotion that it's running, offering bottles or spirits and mixers, indeed shots, for as little as 60 pence. And apparently that's a practical giveaway. They're aiming to cash in as the university students return to the city for the summer break. The bar is called 14. It's in Tomb Street. It launched an event called the 666 promotion, and it apparently did this last night. A day, actually, after there had been some talk about the drunkenness of students who had returned to the Holy Lands area. I want to speak to one of the local representatives there, an independent councillor, Declan Boyle. Declan, good morning.
Morning, thanks.
So, much sign of the students being back yet, and I know some people are complaining about a bit of drunkenness, but I suppose you'll get that a lot of places, not just in the university area. Are you concerned about bars running promotions at 60p a shot?
Yes, I would be. I think bars and nightclubs ought to behave in a responsible manner, and I think this is irresponsible, being truthful. There are lots of bars and nightclubs who are charging ranging from £3 or £4 or £5 a pint or whatever it might be. But this type of promotion is aimed at those who are up for the first time, starting out in university life, and just come in and drink all you like, and away you go. And I think that sends out the wrong message. I think that there should be more responsibility attached to it. And I think that that's just aimed at a youthful crowd who are inexperienced and wet behind the ears, for a better way of putting it. And I think it shouldn't be the case.
I noticed that.
I will be raising this tomorrow at the committee. We have a licensing committee tomorrow night, and I will be raising this at that meeting tomorrow evening.
So you're going to take it up at council level. I noticed in the Belfast Telegraph, the nightclub owner, he's defending the student night, saying the club is offering nothing different to what any other student city across the UK would be doing. He says he would urge anyone who has a complaint to take it into perspective. He said, what we are offering is a good night out in Belfast for students in a controlled environment. All our staff have gone through drink awareness training. There are many other drinks promotions going on at clubs and pubs across the city at various times of the year without any fuss. Perhaps instead of looking at the individual entrepreneur, our politicians should look at the pricing policy of some of the big supermarkets, where anyone can get their alcohol a lot cheaper and take it wherever they want, away from a controlled environment. That's a strong argument from the nightclub owner, because if these kids aren't going to his club to dance and drink in the controlled environment where supervisory staff are, they're going to be at a house party drinking it out of a bottle from a supermarket for less than 60p a shot.
I accept that. That is right, and that is an issue on its own. But all that he has said and all that you have reported there, I wouldn't find an issue with that. But the headline is 60p a shot, and 60p for this and 60p for that. And all that you have told me is lost in this 60p a shot business. And that's the problem with it, is that it's aimed at the young people. They don't, you know, all the sort of controlled environment and all goes with it, but when they go out the door, they're on their own. And in there lies a problem that there's... And, of course, lots of all the bars and clubs are very much the same, that when you go out the door, you're on your own. And I get that, but when you send out the message, it's 60p for this and 60p for that, I think that's the wrong message. I take his point. Off licenses and supermarkets can sell alcohol for less than what you pay for water. But that's a different argument. The argument is, this is a promotion to attract everybody here at 60p, and young ones would just see that and just say, get in here and let's get at it. And at 18 and 19 years, they tend not to have the maturity of mind that this isn't really what we want to be in, and we need to control ourselves here. And that's the issue I have.
Yeah, let's get in here and get at it would be the mentality of a lot of the young Irish. Unfortunately, we know that from generation after generation, that seems to be what they do. Is there anything at council level, when you bring this up at a meeting tomorrow night, that you can actually do to discourage the likes of this nightclub owner or other nightclub owners to provide that attraction?
Well, we'll see tomorrow evening. I'm just not sure, but I certainly will be raising it. And I know there's Councillor Craig will be raising it as well, and I'm sure there will be others. But I just think it sends out the wrong message. I understand the entrepreneurial skills and all that goes with it. I accept all that fully. But the issue is you're sending out a message to somebody at 18 years of age, 60p to go here, let's get at it. And I think that's wrong. I take the point that it's a controlled environment. I get all that. But I simply think it's the wrong message. And what it's doing is promote what you and I are doing now. We're talking about just this. And it's a, you know, it's often more publicity. And whether that's good or bad, that's for another day. But I'm simply saying at 60p for this and 60p a shot, 60p for that, I think that is the wrong message.
Okay. Declan Boyle, thank you very much indeed. Independent councillor with Belfast City Councillor Declan Boyle. Colin Neal represents hospitality industry here in Northern Ireland from Hospitality Ulster. Colin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Irresponsible approach from this nightclub to be selling drink at such a knockdown price?
Declan, I call you Declan there, Frank. Apologies. I think I have to say, first of all, under the Competition Act of 1988, we're not actually allowed as a trade body to comment on an individual price. We can talk generally, so I can't actually turn around and say X, Y, or Z on this. But I think, I mean, we have, you know, I think we're on record even with your show as we have actually led the campaign to introduce the minimum unit price for alcohol. We are totally against alcohol being sold, low-cost alcohol, pocket money prices. But I think, you know, it is, and I know Declan sort of said they're separate, but this came back into the whole argument about, where, you know, alcohol being treated as a commodity. I mean, I had, when you asked me to come on this morning, I had a quick Google. I mean, I can see it, you know, bottle of spirits coming out less than 45p a measure and stuff. And it is about actually how we're going to deal with alcohol in general. I mean, single out one premise, the question has to be the bigger picture. Are the controls there? Is this premise actually, you know, you can turn around and say, I'm selling drinks at 60p, 20p. But many do allow you to buy in what controlled environment. All that has to come into the equation. I mean, to actually say this is going to say, let's get in there and get as much as we can. If you're in that mindset, you'll buy a bottle and drink at home because it's far cheaper.
So you think that the students might go, or young people might go to this club and just buy like two shots, spend £1.20, as opposed to go and buy 10 shots because it's only going to cost them £6?
It all depends on what controls the premise have in place. I mean, I haven't seen the finer detail in this. Is there terms, conditions in here that say you can only buy so much? What are the you know, the 60p is obviously an emotive headline, but is what's behind that? You know, it could be a very well-controlled promotion. I don't know. But I go back to that point of, in general, we are totally against low-cost alcohol. And it's not about trying to just an excuse to charge more. Again, that would be fair legal for me to encourage. This is about saying, I mean, alcohol is a controlled substance. It's sold under license for a reason. And, you know, big supermarkets have brought the price down so far. We do see, I mean, and it is competition, we see pubs, nightclubs trying to compete and encourage people out. It's probably, you know, you can drink it at 45p in the house. Is a premise trying to get down to your price level where they're encouraging you to actually come out of the house and drink it with them?
Well, I suppose the young people are going to come out at the end of the night because they want to mix with other young people and they want to hear some music and they're going to go to a nightclub. That's ideally what they do. But they, you know, they preload before they go because it is cheaper from the supermarkets. Do you have concerns, as someone who represents the industry, do you have concerns that we will have students arriving, as Declan says, you know, green behind the ears, coming into wet behind the ears, or whatever the term is, but they're going to be coming in to Belfast. They're going to be drinking lots of cheap alcohol out of supermarkets before they go out for the night, and then they're going to be drinking it in the like of this nightclub at knockdown prices, where they're going to be langered on the way home, out of control, feeling ill at best, maybe falling foul of sinister elements. Does the drinks industry have to take any responsibility for that?
I think we all have a responsibility for looking after the young people as they mature and start to socialise, and that's whether you're a supermarket or a pub or a club or whatever. I think, I mean, I'd like to think that if young people turn up drunk already preloaded at the door of any premise, particularly during Presley Week, they'll be turned away. That in itself causes an issue, because what do we do if we have a young person, 18-year-old, turns up already preloaded? We turn them away, they're left in a vulnerable position. And indeed, we have many nightclubs around the province who have actually holding areas where they take these young people into and actually try and get them home or get them to their parents. Because, I mean, a lot of premises are actually going beyond, maybe like, their responsibility, and that they haven't even sold them a product or charged them a fee to get in, but they're trying to take care of them. And I say, I mean, it is that tough environment. I had a premise in Derry a few years ago, a member who one night decided he would put a £3 charge on the door because he had lots of people turned up not buying anything. And he was amazed the number of people that turned up who didn't have £3 on them, but had been preloading.
This is a sad reflection on how we socialise in this part of the world, and we're reminded of it year in, year out. Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster, thank you very much indeed.